This is Tyler.
Oh, hi, Tyler. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. So I was following up. I originally called you because we're having trouble with the payment, but then I saw that you called in and you're wanting to cancel.
Yeah. That it just kind of happened at the same time, but I had to go get a new debit card, and I had been sort of slowly updating everybody on everything. But, yes, I would like to cancel.
Okay. So I can help you, but I need to give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 6th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $149 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But
okay. The
good news is you're catching it in time, because, you know, you're catching it before that January 6th payment, you know, is due, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will then, can I call you or do this tomorrow? Because I literally have no money until tomorrow.
Yeah, you can. Or if you like, I can update the card now and just process it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So is it still the Meridian Avenue for the billing address?
Yeah, literally everything's the same. It's just a new card number.
Okay, so it doesn't end in 7034 anymore, does it?
Negative.
Okay, so what's the new card number?
4464.
Okay.
1300.
Okay.
0255.
Mm-hmm.
And 6641. Expiration 1126. And 658 on the back.
658, okay. Now, is there a certain time tomorrow, or would it process in the morning, or what are you thinking?
I have no idea. I'm starting a new job today, and they were supposed to give me a check today, but he said he would either Zelle me tonight, or he'll give me a check when I show back up tomorrow. So
I see.
I really don't know. And if I don't get Zelle tonight, then I probably wouldn't be able to deposit a check until tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
So what is today? Today's Tuesday?
Yeah.
So maybe Thursday. Is Thursday still cut?
Yep. Okay. So let me put, I'll set the payment for the 21st, which is Thursday, and then I'll remind myself to come back and look at the account. And that way, if there's any trouble, I'll follow up with you, but I'm pretty sure it'll go through fine. And then, question though, because after it processes, I know you want to cancel, but I do see you're getting some solid results on the dashboard. So how come you're wanting to cancel?
I'm literally running out of money. And the only person that has literally called my phone is another job that I'm finishing up today. Everybody calls my personal cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that calls the house is a telemarketer.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, I can guarantee you I probably get at least 5 telemarketers a day.
Okay.
And I literally don't know how that's getting around the system. A lot of them will be Washington State, but it's really not. It's someone from the East Coast, so I don't know how they're able to do that.
Interesting. Okay. So I want to let you know that we have a tracking number on your campaign. So that tracking number, it forwards over to the 6912. I don't know if that's the cell or if that's the home, but that's the one that it forwards to. And there are quite a number of calls coming in through that tracking number. There's 40 leads in total, but for the Google optimization, it's showing that you were found on the first page of Google 592 times, and you've had 83 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So if you're not getting jobs out of that, I think there's one thing I see that could be affecting you. There's a man called Eric Wilson that went on your Google listing back in October, and he gave you a one-star rating. You did get 1 5-star since that, but averaging it out, it's not looking so good for your star rating on Google. So that could be affecting you, because if you're coming up on the first page and there's people next to you that have a 5-star and then you have a 3-point-something, you know, it might be affecting which company they call. So I'm going to send you a review generator email, and it will help you get some more 5-star reviews. And the idea behind that is to get some more 5-star reviews and reduce the relevancy of that 1 1-star review, where pretty soon it doesn't even become relevant anymore. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So I'll do that. Mm-hmm.
Well, so to go along with Mr. Eric Wilson, I think I've been in contact with him. The job is still ongoing. And I will hopefully get that erased once the job is completed.
Okay.
Then I also had another friend write me a review.
Yeah.
He's a house flipper and all that kind of stuff. He did write me a review, but it's not showing up on there.
Interesting.
So I don't know what's going on. I know that he's screenshotted his computer for me. And it, his name is Johnny Austin.
So, Johnny Austin?
Yeah.
I'll put that in the notes. Because what I can do on Thursday, once the payment's up to speed, is I can have that department look into it and see, you know, why his review is not showing. And if you have the screenshot, you want to send it to me, you can. If not, I'll just have, you know, that team kind of look into it. But the nice thing about the tool that I just sent you is anybody can write a review for you on the Google listing. So like you said, he was a friend. So even a friend or a relative, you know, I never want them to write anything that's not true, like, oh, I hired him and he did a great job, if they didn't really hire you. But they can absolutely say Schmidt Family Electric is an upstanding business in the community. Don't hesitate to call Tyler, and then give you 5 stars. All of that is legit. You know, they can kind of vouch for you. So I'll have that department look into it. Johnny Austin review not showing. And then as far as the Eric one, he's agreed to modify it once you finish the work?
Yeah. Just
okay.
I think he got drunk one night and just went off. So
oh no. Oh, that's so frustrating.
Oh yeah. Like there's a lot of, I would say, miscommunication, but like I'm not the one that's is holding him up. Like, it's another contractor that is holding him up. So now, I've bundled everything. I have everything. My plan was to go home tonight and send off everything, because I'm not just dealing with him. I'm dealing with his HOA, and he's leaving me up to deal with his HOA, which his HOA has blatantly stated that they don't deal with contractors. They deal with their homeowners.
Oh, I
so,
see.
Now, there's more information for me not to get involved like this, because he said he didn't want to be involved with anything. So if you don't want to be involved with anything, then why are you getting upset with me?
Yeah.
So, it's just been a nightmare.
So, well, the good news is in the meantime, go in and get a couple of five-star ratings here and there. One thing I can do for you tomorrow, if you like, or I mean on Thursday, rather than canceling it, is I could push the next billing out 30 days for you, which will give you all the way till January 21st. So you'd get a whole nother month of service. But also in that interim, I can have the technicians do a performance check on your account and just see if there's any updates that will help your performance. They can do it for you at that time. But I really think if you get a few five stars here and there, that will help you. So, matter of fact, I'll go on there right now and I'll write you a five star. Hopefully it'll stick. And then, you know, just to kind of vouch for you. And then how long have you been doing electrical work?
Business wise since 2019.
Okay.
But I'm almost at my 20-year mark of physically doing electrical work.
That's what I wanted to put. I want to put Tyler has 20 years of industry expertise or something like that on there, you know. I think that that will help you. I'll put excellent company. Tyler has over 20 years of industry expertise. Do not hesitate to call. And then that way it'll, you know, start showing up on Google. And until we get Johnny's up there, it'll put a little bit of a dent in what Eric's done. And maybe talk to Eric and say, hey, can you go in there and finish, you know, modify the review even before we're done because it's affecting my business, you know, see what he says. If not, you know, the more you get five stars, eventually he's pushed all the way down anyway and it doesn't even, you know, matter. But, you know, hopefully he'll be cool about it and do it for you.
Let me, sorry, I'm like eating at the same time. But let me, is there a way to, let's see here. Yeah, he left it. What day was this?
In October, it says, huh?
No, November 6th, he screenshotted me the computer.
Oh, for Johnny, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send you an email right now that just says, please respond to this email with your screenshot. And then that way I can forward it over to that department and they can look into it. So.
Okay. Who knows? Maybe Johnny didn't, but it still shows up. It shows up right above Stevie subcheck.
Yeah, I had that happen with another lady. She sent me a review, and it was a screenshot, and it was a detailed review. It even had photos and everything, and it was a really good review, and for some reason, Google never posted it. And so when we communicated with them, they never really gave us a reason as to why. So I just went in and retranscribed it for her, and I posted it. So it was the same exact wording and the same pictures. It just said it came from Tina rather than from her client. But it was the exact same review that the customer wrote, you know? So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just see your email come through. I will,
okay.
I'm going to see how to download photos.
Okay.
But I will, I'll send you back. I can just go to copy, right? Copy should work.
Mm-hmm. You can copy it and just paste it in the body. Unless you've already saved it, then you could just go to your, you know, your files and upload it from the file. But I think if it's just a screenshot, you can probably copy and paste it.
Yeah. Here. If it pops up. Yeah, it does. It does. It does.
It does? Okay, good.
Oh, that's saving. I just want to copy it. Boom, sent.
Good. Okay, good. Thank you for doing that. That's going to help because I think that's the only thing I see on your account that could be affecting you, and we want to get that fixed as soon as possible. So I'll send that message over to that department, And then once the payment processes tomorrow or the next day, you still want to keep it open, and then I'll push the next one out till the 21st of January, right? Just so you could get more bang for your buck.
Yeah, let's see if it works.
Okay.
I'm literally like going broke right now, and it's like I don't want to keep on charging it. If right now it doesn't really seem like it's doing anything, but like
yeah.
you said, it could be that those reviews. He's also
oh,
gone
do
on
you
to
know
my-
if you click on can you click on it, or did he just send you a screenshot? Because that just says Johnny Austin. It doesn't say what he wrote. I want to kind of see what he wrote.
The second photo. There should be two
photos.
Oh,
there. There's two. Let me go back and look. Hold on. Maybe I jumped the gun and just reply. Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, and he put pictures too. Okay. This is good ammo. Okay, I'll get this over to them. They'll start looking into it. And then if we get the green light tomorrow on your payment, or if we get it on Thursday, either way, I'll give you that extra time on the back end just so that you can get the most bang for your buck. And have you been on the dashboard or anything like that to see the results in real time?
Not through the local Splash, but I get my monthly Google updates, and
okay.
I think I have one. I don't even think I deleted it, but I wanted to sort of hold on to it and see what happened.
Yeah, what I want you to do, you can't access the dashboard right now just because the account's past due, but tomorrow or the next day when the payment does go through, you'll have full access, and you can go in and you can listen to the calls that are on the dashboard and see, you know, were they spam calls? Were they an estimate? Was it someone trying calling, you know, to sell me something? You can go through those calls and see, you know, what they were, which is always very insightful. And then you can look at, you know, the keywords that you're coming up for and whatnot. So I just sent you the fresh login, so you'll have that in your email. So you can refer back to that in the next day or so. And then once you get on, you know, if you have any questions, you can definitely call us. And then in the future, let's say that down the road you, you know, come January 21st, you're still tight on funds, which I don't think you will. I think once you start getting some five-star reviews, that's absolutely going to help you. But if you are, I don't think we put a website together for you, did we? Because you're using a Wix site?
Yeah, I know that we need to update it and all that kind of stuff. To go back with Google sent me was 5 website visits from profile and 59 profile views. 0 calls, 0 messages.
Is that when, in how long? The last 30 days or the last 6 months?
That was December 6th thing. So I get one every month through them.
Every month. Oh, so it was probably November 6th to December 6th, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the good news is I'll have the technicians do the whole update, you know, after this gets up to speed. But when you do go on your dashboard, you can filter it out and say, you know, I wonder how good I've been doing for the last 7 days or the last 30 days or what my all-time results are. There's a little drop down at the top where you can change, you know, and see where what type of Google activity you were having in the different periods that you've been working with us. So that always helps too, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, now I'm going to send you a sample website. If you like, we can use your domain and put a new site up for you, or we can purchase a brand new domain because yours is a Wix domain and it has a long URL. So I can have them look into, you know, hey, is SchmidtFamilyElectric.com available? And if it is, they can build a site using, you know, a new domain. And if that domain's not available, they can get you something very close to it, like maybe .org or .net or something. So I'll send that to you. And if you like, we can put a site up. It wouldn't cost you any extra. I could do it, you know, free of charge. But since you said you didn't seem too thrilled about the site that you have, that might help you too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, my wife put all that stuff together. We do own through GoDaddy the URL. We own.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So there's two other domains that we own, just in case someone, I'd have to look into the GoDaddy account, but we do have that. I would love to like shorten my URL to my, we do a DBA as SF Electric.
Okay.
So, yeah.
SF Electric DBA. What's the other web address? Is it the whole name or is it just SF?
I have no idea. And my wife has
they
those.
GoDaddy domain. Okay, I'm putting that in the notes. So if you want me to, I just sent you a link to a sample site. So if you want to, you know, just let me know and we can get a new site up and running for you. And we can use the GoDaddy domain. If your wife's busy and she doesn't know what it is, no problem. We can get a new domain. So, you know, whatever works for your business, we can kind of help you with that. This site that I sent you is also for an electrician, Morgan Electric. They have a payment integrated site, which is cool. So they have some tabs at the top and one of them says payments. So let's say he goes out and gives someone an estimate and they want to hire him and he says, okay, I want a deposit or something. They can click on payments and they can send him a deposit or even his full fees directly through the site. So, you know, not all of our sites have the payment integration. It's just a preference. So if you want that, we can, you know, kind of build that up for you too. Like I said, it's a preference.
Okay. I do like that. So it doesn't.
Yeah, it locks people in if you take a deposit, right? But also it makes you know that they're more serious. They're not just someone that's kicking tires, you know, trying to get an estimate because maybe next year sometime if they want, you know, it's like if you give them an estimate and they send you a deposit through your site, you know they're pretty serious about hiring you and getting it done, you know? So
I do like the website thing.
Okay.
I am looking at it right now. I do like it. But you're saying it doesn't cost anything to build it? What about?
No, usually it's $400 up front, but because you've been with us for, you know, a year and a half, you're considered a loyalty client. So I can put that in there for you at no additional cost. If you ever were to cancel and let's say we got, you know, the new site up for you, then all we ask is that if you want to keep the site that you pay for the hosting. It's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So you could always keep the site for your business forever, you know, and then if we purchase a new domain and you want to keep that, then it's just a one-time buyout of $99, but you don't have to buy it out while you're working with us because, you know, you'll always have the domain for your business. That's only in the event that down the road you wanted to cancel, you could take the domain and build a brand new site on it if you wanted to. But most people just do the hosting. That way they keep the site and the content.
And then... Oh, I do like all that. I wouldn't have a problem with that. With setting all that stuff up. I like it.
Okay. I'm putting it in here. Once paid, I'm going to have the web development department put up a new site. I'm putting client likes the payment integration. So I'll make sure that we include that. And then do you want them to reach out to you with open domain options or do you want them to just kind of pick one and you know, because you're going to be in the driver's seat. They'll send you an email that says, hey, your site is ready, so you'll be able to go in and see the web address and the site and everything before they actually publish it live. So that way, you know, if there's anything that you want to revise on it, you can do that too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be fine. I mean, we have a couple other domains that we pay for. So I, the wife has password for all that. So I'd
okay.
have to. So maybe
I think if you have a domain that sounds good for your business, I think you should use one of your own domains. That way you don't have to worry about a buyout in the future if you know what I mean? Because you already
yeah.
own it. But let's say you want to rebrand everything at SF Electric and sfelectric.com is available, then I would definitely have our technicians grab it, you know, if that's what you want to do, rather than, you know, she might have one with the whole business that's written out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I got onto the Google thing myself. This is a side thing, but I added solar onto there, so I don't know if you see solar as my job task that I do.
Let me see.
But that would, I would like to include all that.
Okay. So I will have them also modify the keywords to include solar, so... let me
okay.
put that in my
yeah, head. So I thought I did that on my own going through Google side of it. So I don't know if it showed up or whatnot. So
the only thing you have to be a little careful with when adding keywords is that they're not dramatically conflicting, because that would hurt your ranking. So let's say, for example, that we're working with someone that's a plumber, right? And they want all the keywords related to plumbing. And then out of the blue, they're like, hey, I also do auto detailing and pressure washing on the side, and I want to take on some of those. Can we add them? Yes, we can add as many keywords as they want. But what happens is when someone's in their backyard looking to hire them for plumbing and they type in whatever they need, you know, let's say they put in, you know, leaky faucet or plumbing insulation or something, Google
yeah.
sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. And if all the keywords are heavy in plumbing, then that company's going to rank on top, no problem. It's going to, you know, be found. But once someone starts putting in a lot of conflicting keywords, what happens is the web crawlers get confused. And they don't know, is this guy really a plumber, or is he a power washing company, or is he a car
yeah.
detailer? So then sometimes that company gets overlooked and it doesn't rank on the first page because they put so many different ones on there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that was, mm-hmm. yeah, it does.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to have them add it, and then, you know, we'll just kind of go from there. It's solar. It's not, you know, it's not a big, you know, whole list of, you know, varying categories that would conflict. So I think you'd be okay. But if there is any type of, you know, way that it would hurt you, I'll have the department reach out to you to give you options, okay?
Okay. That works.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you. And then in the meantime, have a great rest of your day. And then we'll get the payment squared away tomorrow or the next day, depending on when your check comes in, okay?
No problem. And then if it does come in, say, tonight, or if I give you approval tomorrow morning or something like that, can I just email you back to that same?
Yep. Yep. You
okay.
can email me, or you could even reply to one of my texts. You could just say, hey, Tina, you know, go ahead and process it now, and then I'll see that it's in coming in, and then I can do that for you right away. And then that will jumpstart the whole process with getting that email over regarding the reviews, to see what happened to your buddy's review, and then also in getting the new site up and running. You know, that'll get things going a little bit quicker for you.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
good. Thanks.
All right. All right. I'll talk to you soon then, Tyler. Have a good rest of your day.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.